The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to The Mile Rate, where we wrap up all of the action from Tabcorp Park, Melton, from last night. And there was plenty of action. Actually, it was a really enjoyable night. There was some fantastic races and some quality horses that competed last night. Rob Orby, you were there. I reckon you would have left with a smile on your face as well, because some good horses competed there. And the track was in terrific nick. In fact, I'm not sure the track has ever been in better nick than what it is at the moment. There was a couple of little drizzly showers, but otherwise in pretty good order, and the track raced really well.
Yeah, good morning, Danny. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, it was a terrific night's racing at Tabcorp Park. We had two Group 3 races last night with the Alabar Vicbred Platinum Mare Sprint Championship Final, which was a very exciting race taken out by She's My Baby. We had the Alamora Tarnit Now Selling Lightfoot Laurels. That was a Group 3 event. Terrific trotters engaged, with Kiang Lavana saluting. And, of course, the Tab Our Maestro free-for-all, another terrific performance by Triple Eight. And as you mentioned, Danny, it was a very exciting night's racing. We saw some very good performances, and looking forward to reviewing last night's program.
Last night, the driving honours went to Kate Gath with three winners, so she's extended her lead in the Metropolitan Drivers' Premiership. Husband Andy trained two winners. Emma Stewart prepared two winners as well, and the leading trainer in the state, Julie Douglas, added to her tally with a winner in the first event on the program. The first race we're going to have a look at is the fifth event. It was only a small field, but it was Crafty Bart, and it was Kate Gath on board. Once Crafty Bart was able to lead, he was able to dictate, and he only just got home. The runner-up, Huli Nguyen, is ready to win. Crafty Bart round the final turn leads Aussie Battler. It's Crafty Bart, 5 metres Aussie Battler, goes to the Garrard sprint lane, and then came Huli Nguyen, who's winding up. It's Crafty Bart halfway up the straight in front. Huli Nguyen 4 metres away. Crafty Bart's clear of Huli Nguyen, who's made good ground, but Crafty Bart's too good. Crafty Bart beat Huli Nguyen, who closed off really well. Aussie Battler third, then came in fourth spot, not too far away, Diamonds and Cash.
Yeah, he did. You know, he's been a really good horse to me, and I think I've won a number of races on him now. But you're right, he does have a few little quirks. But yeah, luckily, you know, he's been pretty good when I've driven him, and he was going to be pretty hard to beat once he found the front.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Rob, there was good support for Crafty Bart. The market changed. Huli Nguyen, open favourite, drifted, and Crafty Bart was well supported, found the top, was unchallenged, and was too good in the end. But Huli Nguyen was terrific again, running second.
Yeah, look, all honours to Crafty Bart. He's a quirky horse, Danny, as we know. Last night, he was able to work to the front, controlled the race. It was a 45.9 lead time. And virtually from that point, he never really looked in doubt. 30.7, 29.4. And then Kate Gath put asked Crafty Bart to quicken up the tempo. 27.8 and 28 home gave no horses any chance of running it down. Huli Nguyen, who was three back to peg, savaged the line once again into second place and racing really well for John Justice. His team's going well. Aussie Battler enjoyed a softer trip behind the leader, battled on for third, and Diamonds and Cash wasn't too far away. And B Major Threat, and I Cast No Shadow, really couldn't get into the race. B Major Threat raced without cover. But all honours to Crafty Bart. Well done to Noel Alexander and Jane Davies, who own the horse, and they sent it over across to Emma Stewart, and they're doing a terrific job with the horse, and he brought up another win last night.
Race number six was a $40,000 race, a Group 3, the Alabar Vicbred Platinum Mares Sprint Championship Final. A good story with an emerging horse, and She's My Baby, who was able to take it out. 28.5 for the third quarter. Angela Biador rolled away 7 or 8 metres in front. She's My Baby giving chase. Madam Reactor the inside, then Village Voice. Lara J. McRae and Orby is held up. It's Angela Biador into the straight, leading by about 6 metres to Madam Reactor. Then She's My Baby. It's Ebony and Ivory wider out. Angela Biador in front, a wall of horses coming. She's My Baby. Angela Biador, She's My Baby grabbed it. She's My Baby got up and won it. She's My Baby first has beaten Angela Biador, and it's...
Yeah, well, we got in pretty good, actually, because she's not blessed with a lot of gate speed. The day we tried to run the gate with her at Gumbow, she jumped off stride, so But she's got the fluffies and all that on now, and she's been travelling a lot better in the run. And when we did get into there, I was a little bit surprised, but a little bit worried at the same time, because I knew I had to go at some stage.
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Only lightly raced, Rob. She's my baby, driven by Josh Duggan there, but she's building up a very good record. She was terrific after Jillaby Adore from the outside gate led, set up a really good tempo, kicked away on the turn, but it seemed like a long straight for her, and she was reeled in the last few bounds.
Yeah, it was a lovely drive by Josh Duggan on She's My Baby for trainer Greg Minane. It would have been a big thrill for Greg and the Minane family last night with She's My Baby taking out that $40,000 mares race. And Josh Duggan was able to get her from the midfield draw to settle one out, two back. The tempo was pretty solid, 6.8 lead time. 28-4 the first quarter, 31-4, and they came home in 28-5 and 28-6 for a mile rate of 155.9. And She's My Baby was just able to reel in Jillaby Adore, who tried to pinch a break coming to the home turn. It's Ebony and Ivory from a long way back ran on well. So did Lara J. McRae, Madam Reactor, and Guilty Hanover, all nice performances. But well done to She's My Baby and to Greg Minane. He's doing a terrific job with her, and a nice little paycheck for the family with that $40,000 win last night.
Race 7 was the Maestro free-for-all, and Triple Eight made it to back-to-back wins. Three wide, and then Vandanta off the bit as they turn for home. It's Torrid Saint, but Triple Eight looms up. Western Sonjador kicks on again. It's Torrid Saint on the outside, Triple Eight. Triple Eight's gone up to hit the lead now. Triple Eight from Torrid Saint, always fast as late, but Triple Eight. Triple Eight does it again and beat Torrid Saint, and always fast got through. Then Western Sonjador bullet...
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot, Rob. No, he's a funny sort of horse, and he's a very laid-back character most of the time at home. Sometimes you sort of, you walk out the barn, you think, is this horse okay? He's that quiet and nearly trips over his own feet, and then other occasions he can get quite toey and nervous and fire up, and that's probably where we were going wrong. We had him, because he was giving us the impression he was so quiet last time in, that we were trying to sort of fire him up a little bit for his races, and then he would over race, and we weren't getting very good results. But this time in, we've purposely tried to keep him nice and calm and relaxed. And
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
A good race, good drive. Greg Sugar's got the horse into a lovely spot. He had to rally. It was a competitive finish, but he's a very good horse.
A horse that's won nearly $350,000 in stake earnings, Danny, and after a terrific performance winning last start, Greg was able to get a terrific run through the second row to end up one out, one back. There was some spice early in the race with Vandana beginning fast from barrier five to find the pegs and then handing up to the stablemate Torrid Saint, who then led and attempted to lead throughout. And Triple Eight was just a little bit too good in the run home. Torrid Saint was terrific in defeat for Julie Douglas and John Caldo into second spot. Always Fast, who drew barrier one, ended up four back the pegs, but ran on really strongly. And Western Sonador, who was caught without cover, did a mighty job to run fourth. And Close Up Bulletproof Boy, who had some specking at big odds. They went 44-1 lead time, 30.9, 29.3, home in 27.3 and 27.8, so a 55.1 last half for a mile rate of 154.7, and a great win by Triple Eight last night.
I thought it was a terrific exhibition of these top-class trotting mares in the Group 3 Alamora Tarnit, now selling Lightfoot Laurels, Race 8. Kiang Lavana in front, Red Hot Tooth under pressure. I'm Ready Jets running on from Norkey, and then came Pants Up in the straight. Kiang Lavana's in front. On the outside, I'm Ready Jet, then came Norkey. It's Kiang Lavana 3 metres in front of I'm Ready Jet and Norkey. Kiang Lavana's giving plenty from I'm Ready Jet, and Kiang Lavana's too good. Kiang Lavana beat I'm Ready Jet. Third home was Norkey.
Thanks, Robbie. Yeah, she was good tonight. She probably ended up getting a few favours and had to do a fair share, but she was good enough to hold off some really nice mares.
The handicaps, obviously, it's there to even up the field, and that beginning becomes so important.
Yeah, definitely. She's definitely got great manners now, early days. That was the only little knock we did have on her. I don't think she scored up her first four starts and would trot great after the mobile would go or after the tapes, but she just did a few things wrong. So, she's become a real good package now where she can leave the gate good and her stand manners, even though we hadn't raced her for a while from...
The Mile Rate, thanks to Australasia's best harness action at thetrots.com.au, where you can watch every race live and free on Trots Vision.
Jason Lee with a winning drive coming off the 20-metre mark, Kiang Lavana. A faultless display after initially a false start. They're all over the place. It worried me how they were going to actually get away. Some of these horses hadn't been in stands for a long time, Rob, but it was actually a faultless exhibition by almost every horse. The only horse that galloped was actually at the 200-metre mark, and that was the Emerald Stride. But the winner... Look, she's just simply a really good mare, really good trotter.
Oh, she's an emerging horse, Danny. She dominated her age group in the last few years, and now she's got to contest the Open Company. Last night was another step forward for her illustrious career and a great effort coming off 20 metres. Jason Lee summed up the start pretty well. He realised where all his main dangers were. He took the initiative to move forward three wide. He was able to take up the lead from Norkey, who led early. And from that point onward, she was always the horse to beat. A 50.1 lead time, 31.6, 30.2. They came home in 28.4 and 28.8 for a mile rate there of 2 minutes 0.6. And Kiang Lavana continues on as an emerging trotter. She'll be looking towards the end of the year and really competing against the trotters at the highest level. I'm Ready Jet. Absolutely fantastic performance. I really love this mare. I think she's going places and she's right on the footsteps of Kiang Lavana. Norkey battled on well for third. Red Hot Tooth had to race without cover at the last 1,100 metres. Just couldn't match Kiang Lavana over the last 300 metres. And the other horse that was close up in behind him was I'm Set to Go. Wasn't too far away into fifth placing. But there were some nice runs in the race. Look, Margaret Roof sort of showed that she's getting back into form. I'd certainly be following her. Elderbaron Crescent, Pants Up, none of them were far away. But look, if I was black booking a horse out of that race, I think I'm Ready Jet. Really like this horse and I think she's going places.
Rob, back to the start of the night. Chase the Hattrick was well supported, was able to get to the top and proved too good in what looked a pretty strong race.
It was a very even race. Chase the Hattrick was able to find the lead, 45.5 lead time, and just set out a pretty solid tempo throughout, 29.4, 30.2, 28.2 and 27.9 home. Mile rate of 155.9. As you mentioned, the track was in terrific condition. They were running some pretty slick times there last night. Chase the Hattrick continuing on its winning way. From 8, She Will Rock, who ran on really nicely into second placing. Third home was Sanday, I thought was really brave. Trit Trit Bang Bang wasn't far away into fourth spot. And Foolish Pleasure was the black booker out of the race for mine. It will be winning sometime soon. But a good form race is probably half a dozen horses that you want to follow out of that race.
Rob, race number two, the Fresh Connection Trot, new sponsors in harness racing. So great to have them on board. Celtic Cash, there was a bit of a question mark as to how we would hold up from barrier number one. And even though he got crossed early, I thought he held up really well because he had to balance up. Glenn Craven had the confidence to then push him, tackle for the lead, and he proved too good.
He did prove too good. He was beaten for early speed, but was able to retake from Gunning, who led early in the race. And Celtic Cash was able to hold off the challengers, 46.2 lead time, 30.6, 30, 29.3 and 30.2 home. Mile rate of 159.6. Defeating Travel Bug, who had to race without cover, just wanted to hang a little bit on the turns, but wasn't far away into second placing. Gunning third, had its chance, probably just getting worked out of the gate, just took its toll at the finish. Fourth home was Nine, A Jewel in the Crown, who was closing late. Nice effort. Loved the run. Fifth home was Gil Favour, but the two horses that really you want to black book out of that race, Majestical Bell was terrific, didn't finish in the top five, but wasn't far away, and Little Yankee was climbing over their back. So the two horses I'd be following, Majestical Bell and Little Yankee, out of that race.
Race number three, and Tango Tara went around as one of the shortest price favourites for the night. He didn't go badly, he went good, but... I'm no outlaw, as he can so often do. He can get up at good odds. He had the cheap run, and he was able to finish best. There wasn't much in it, though. It was just a cigarette paper at the finish.
No, he's a nice horse on No Outlaw. He's pretty flexible and versatile, but one thing we have seen with him, when he's smothered up on the pegs and having a soft trip and the tempo's solid, you know he's going to finish off really strongly, and that's exactly what he did last night. He was three back the pegs, 45-3 lead time, 29-3, 29 the first two quarters, home in 28 and 28-4, mile rate 155. He got off from three back the pegs into the home straight, and he charged home over the top of Tango Tara, who ran really well, brave in defeat, finished second. Third home was Seven Ideal Some Magic. Absolutely been bursting to win for quite a while. He definitely deserves a win. I'm Shadow Boxer, second up in that tempo. Really good run. He's only going to get better. And Assassinator finishing fifth wasn't disgrace. Silent Major, the horse that we've seen so much of and certainly shows so much promise, he just had a far too hard a run first up last night into the breeze in that tempo of 155, which he pretty much set in the breeze by putting pressure on Tango Tara. He punctured badly and dropped right out of it. So I think he'll need a little bit of a freshen up after last night's run.
Race four, this was a good bunch of three-year-old fillies. Platinum Sparkle had the front-line draw. She had to earn it in the early part. I think that the lead position was always there for her, but she had to do some work to get there.
Really good performance by this filly, continues to improve, 6.9 lead time, 28-1 first quarter. And as you mentioned, Danny, she had to work hard to find the top. She got there, and she was able to hold off the pressure. Second home was Pray Tell, who continues to race well. Dancing Finn, much improved run last night, a little bit of a gear change there, and certainly looked like got her a lot more sharper. Ruby Wingate came back from, ran on from well back and pretty sublime into fifth placing, a mile rate of 154.7. A disappointing run out of the race was Leah, who was driven with a sit last night. There was a steward's report to suggest there was some lameness found with Leah, so maybe best to forgive her run last night. But all honours to Platinum Sparkle, really good performance.
Yeah, it certainly was. Good bunch of fillies going forward there, and I'm sure it won't be the last we hear of any of those. Actually, Ruby Wingate was the one that I thought showed the biggest improvement. A lot of those horses, form line came through the Kilmore. It was a very wet track there a couple of weeks ago, Rob, and we saw a number of, I think, form improvements. So I think it's fair to look back on that Kilmore night and on that really wet track, we've got to be forgiving.
No doubt, Danny. There were a couple of performances that maybe didn't look as good on the night, but from all the drivers' reports from that evening, the track was very heavy and it was very difficult for horses from back in the field to be making ground. And certainly the Platinum Sparkle was one of those horses.
Race number nine. We've had a look at races 5, 6, 7 and 8 and the ninth event on the program. A small field and... Wow, I tell you what, if you, some of these horses might have to be, have been worked this morning, because they didn't get a look in. It was a slowly run race. Finn Frost worked its way to the lead and that was pretty much it. The finishing post could easily have been into the first turn because the positions didn't change.
No, Finn Frost was able to find the lead, 7.1 lead time, the first two quarters over the sprint trip, 30.2 and 31.5, so 61.7 that first half. And from that point, Kate was very mindful that she had Would You Mind sitting on its back. She didn't want to go too hard, and she tried to make it a dash up the straight, 28.9 down the back, home in 26.6, mind you, mile rate of 156.5. And Finn Frost was able to hold off the heavily backed Would You Mind, who ran a nice race into second placing. Regulus, who was three back the pegs for Kari Miles and Greg Sugars, hit the line nicely into third, and fourth home to Tinder Surprise. But it was really a boring race to watch, Finn Frost leading throughout.
And that completed a driving treble for Kate. She's having another wonderful season. After winning last year's Metropolitan Premiership, she's almost doubled her nearest rival, even at this stage of the season. A lot of water to go under the bridge, Rob, but she's opened up a big lead at about the halfway mark of the year.
Yeah, you take the short odds, whatever those odds might be, for Kate Gath to win the Drivers' Premiership at Melton. She's got such a great lineup of horses to look forward to for the second half of this year or the later half of this year. And we're just starting to warm up towards what's going to be a very exciting last 4 months in harness racing here at Melton.
Right, the last on the card was the Nutrien Equine. It was an interesting race. Willem was the favourite, but Toby O'Gara was heavily supported, about $9 into about $3. It actually started the fixed odds favourite, Rob. But Storm on Star just got too keen, ran along. They ran at a very fast clip for this class of race. And it was a horse that hadn't won for 3 years, a horse called Kiang Da Vinci, who started the outsider of the field who got the prize.
Wow, what a performance by Kiang Da Vinci. I was pretty keen on Gemstone Glory last night, and I must admit, coming to home turn, Gemstone Glory just ate him up from back in the field, hit the front, went past Kiang Da Vinci, and then halfway up the straight, I started to look up thinking, uh-oh, it's starting to stop, and Kiang Da Vinci fought back. And what a great result for Michael Watt. The horse, as you mentioned, Danny, hadn't won since 2018. He's taken over the training of this horse, put the riding on the wall with a really good performance a couple of starts ago in a claiming race here at Melton, in a very strong race, and probably last start a little bit disappointing. And I think maybe punters might have just thought, well, that run 2 runs ago might have been a little bit of a fluke, but it wasn't the case. Well done to James Herbertson and well done to Michael Watt. He thoroughly deserved the victory, and Kiang Da Vinci bringing up a lovely result for his connections, who'd purchased a horse not too long ago. Mile rate of 156.6. Second home was Gemstone Glory. She's racing really well, had a chance last night and performed well. Willem and Stormont Star, who set that quick tempo, and Toby O'Gara, as you mentioned, Danny, just didn't finish it off in the home straight. But all honours to Kiang Da Vinci last night.
Yeah, it was a good story, but he had to show a bit of fight to win, because Gemstone Glory was up there and probably looked the winner, knowing that Kiang Da Vinci not only hadn't won for a while, hadn't run a place for a long period, but there was that run a couple of starts ago. It was claiming grade behind Ample Power, and that's actually a really strong form line. If Ample Power was in that race, it would have been $1.10.
No question about that, Danny. And as you mentioned, sometimes horses don't win for a long time. Maybe Kiang Da Vinci might have hit a turning point last night by finding the line, and you never know, the horse might be able to bring up a second win sometime soon.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Well done. There's some really good stories that came out of that race, or the race meeting last night at Tabcorp Park in Melton. The Allied Express Melton Mares Championship is coming up next week. There's also the Hip Pocket Coulter Crown at Group 3 level among the feature events to be run at Melton next Saturday night, and also the Tab Melton Pace Final, which is a $30,000 event. So that's some of the races that we'll be having a look at next week, Rob.
Yes, and we've also got the Melton meeting next Wednesday. We'll have a Trots Vision coverage as well from Melton next Wednesday, Danny. So looking forward to that for all those people that love tuning in to Trots Vision. Next Wednesday night, we're also having a midweek Trots Vision program.
Okay, looking forward to that. Thanks, Rob. So until Wednesday on Trots Vision and the mile rate next Sunday,
happy harnessing.